The death of Osama bin Laden raises a lot of questions about the future of al-Qaeda. Well, counterterrorism expert David Gartenstein-Ross says if we consider al-Qaeda itself dead, it's at our peril. His point, bin Laden's strategy for defeating a superpower is well entrenched in al-Qaeda affiliates, and that strategy has at its core bankrupting America. Mr. Gartenstein-Ross directs the Center for the Study of Terrorist Radicalization and is author of the forthcoming book, Why Al-Qaeda is Winning. Thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
You write for Foreign Policy magazine that Osama bin Laden's notion of economically bleeding the United States goes back to lessons he learned in Afghanistan, backing the Arab Mujahideen against the Soviets. Why don't you walk us through what that underpinning is?
This was his first experience in fighting a superpower on the battlefield. And on the one hand, he saw the Soviet Union not just leave Afghanistan in defeat, but the Soviet Empire itself ceased to exist in 1991. He thought he had played a significant role in bringing the Soviet Union down. And the only connection that can be drawn between the Soviet Union dissolving and the Afghan-Soviet war is the economic impact that it had. That is, the Mujahideen bled the Russians for years until the Soviet Union collapsed under the weight of its own expenditures. I'm not saying this is the right interpretation of history, but it's how he saw it.
When you look at what Osama bin Laden said over the years about this goal to bankrupt the U.S., what did he say? How did he say he would go about doing that?
Well, he said multiple things. I personally divide it up into about four different stages. At first, he linked terrorist attacks quite broadly to harming the United States. You know, in the very first interview that he gave after the 9/11 attacks, he talked about how the United States had lost 16% of the value of its stock market. The stock market, he said, trades at $4 trillion. So if you multiply $4 trillion by 16%, you get $640 billion. He factored in lost work and said the price tag is no less than $1 trillion. And he'd actually given a lot of thought to the exact economic cost. Now, the second phase, I would say, is the bleed until bankruptcy phase, where you try to get America and its allies drawn into bleeding wars in the Muslim world. The third phase, I would say, is attacks on oil, which in his initial declaration of war with America, he said would be off limits as a target because the oil wealth of the Muslim world would be the wealth of the coming caliphate. And then finally, the strategy of 1,000 cuts. This was a phrase that was used after the U.S. economy collapsed in September 2008. And the thinking is that smaller, more frequent attacks can drive up the U.S.'s cost of security and cause it, like the Soviet Union, to collapse under its own weight.
That is a fascinating example. When al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula bragged about the package bombs that it had sent that were intercepted, that operation was called Operation Hemorrhage.
Yes.
And they wrote afterward that it had cost them only $4,200 to send the package bombs. They estimated that it cost Western countries billions of dollars in new security measures. This, they said, is what we call leverage.
Right. There's a real discrepancy between what an attack cost them and what it costs to defend against it. And it looked not just at the direct economic outlay of recent attacks, but also the second order and third order consequences. So there's Umar Farouk Abdelmutallab boarded a plane in Amsterdam with a bomb in his underpants. Now, that's something that you can't defend against through traditional means, and that necessitated either full body scans or else intrusive pat-down searches when you're looking for the bomb. It's actually a very smart strategy, and particularly after bin Laden's death, if we don't understand what they're doing, it's going to be very, very difficult to defend against.
Your book title that we mentioned, Why Al-Qaeda is Winning, should there be a corollary to that and what the U.S. can do about it?
Absolutely. Al-Qaeda, at the end of the day, is not going to win, but they're doing a very good job of grinding us down. And learning the lessons of the past 10 years is an important part of formulating a better system moving forward.
David Gartenstein-Ross, his article in Foreign Policy is titled Don't Get Cocky, America. Al-Qaeda is Still Deadly Without Osama bin Laden. Thanks again.
My pleasure.